Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson. And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, as there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Lord said of the Lord Jesus, the Lord God of heaven said of the Lord Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, if anyone should say that God does not have a son, they are calling God a liar. They're rejecting the clear teaching of the Word of God. The Lord God of heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." If you reject the Son, you've rejected the Father. Now, let's continue to look in the Scriptures and looking at the various summaries of the books. The book of 1 Kings, we saw, was the book of where Solomon ascends to the throne, and the book is going to give to us an account of how Solomon, as in his later years, forsakes the Lord, or his many wives caused him to turn his heart from the Lord. And as one of the prophets says, wine and new wine and adulteries will cause the heart to be faint and to be weak, turning away the heart. You know, in your youth, you can make decisions and think that I can handle this. Every day I'll just say no. Every day I'll say no. And I know what's wrong, but I just know how far to go. Every day I'll just make my choices on how far down this road I'll go. But as the years go on, you start saying, well, what's wrong? You know, I don't feel like fighting today. And so you're dragged along. And pretty soon, the thing you fought in your youth will be the thing you'll embrace in your old age. And that's exactly what happened to Solomon. And so you can see clearly how the Lord would have to have us to know that we're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And in this book of 1 Kings, we do have the appearance of a prophet who did not write. It's Elijah. Elijah appears on the scene, and he comes on the scene unannounced, and he is just there. And he is in a battle, Elijah the Tishbite in 1 Kings 17. And he leaves. He has his opposition, and he shows the grace and the power of God. And he leaves in 2 Kings. He goes up into heaven in a fiery chariot. He does not die, and he is the second of two people who in the Scriptures do not die. Enoch was the first. And when the Lord called Elijah away, he has another man by the name of Elisha. And so we're going to see in 2 Kings the continuation of what happened, how there were kings in the first book of Kings, and there are kings in the second book of Kings. And we'll see the demise of the northern tribe, and they will be carried away by the Assyrians. And we'll also see how that the second book of Kings gives to us the fault, the failure, the defeat of Judah as well. And they're carried away. And the Lord is letting us know what the kings were like. Now, Elisha was a man who took over the ministry of Elijah, and the Lord blessed mightily in the life of Elijah. We see some kings followed the Lord and other kings didn't. Those who obeyed and followed the Lord were blessed. Those who chose not to follow the Lord go far from the Lord and are thus greatly defeated. May we learn from that. Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask for thy blessings today. We ask for the power of God upon us. We plead the blood. Lord, we pray thee to use these messages to strengthen thy people. May thy name be lifted up, and we'll be careful to give thee the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due thy name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, here in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, remember when we were looking at Jacob's life, Jacob is grieving because he has been told that his son, his favorite son, has been killed. Now, he's been told this information by those who knew otherwise, but they don't step in to tell him, "Father, we're so sorry that we did this. It's not true." But you know, when people have a love for themselves, they won't tell the truth. They will let you suffer, and they will not confess up to their sin. They won't name their sin. They love their sin more than they love truth. And so Jacob is going to suffer mightily because his sons do not want to tell the truth about what they had done. Now, let's see what he says in Genesis chapter 37. I'm reading the second part of verse 35. He says, "For I will go down into the grave. I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." Thus the father wept. So Joseph had been sold into slavery, and Jacob refused to be comforted. Didn't want anybody to comfort him. He's hurting too bad. Nobody is going to help him out of this matter. He just plain refused to be comforted in verse 35. He refused comfort. And as we pointed out, that there are people who will hurt and do understand that there is a time when we grieve. Now, there's nothing wrong with sorrowing and shedding tears as a Christian about losses you incur. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's not a lack of your faith when you grieve over the loss of a loved one. Nothing at all. In fact, you would be out of touch with reality if you did not understand that. The scriptures tell us we sorrow not as others which have no hope. Now, we sorrow when a loved one dies, leaves us in this life. We miss them. And it does not say that you don't have faith when you cry. Does not at all. And there are those who will tell you, "Why, if you had faith, you wouldn't cry like that." The only problem I say to that is that they've never had a close loved one taken from them, and they don't understand. And they may be saying what they feel they ought to say, but they don't understand the heart of the Lord. Now, why do I say that? The Lord Jesus wept. He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Yes, he wept. He wept over Jerusalem. And someone will say, "Well, he wept because he didn't want to bring Lazarus back." No, that's, you are putting that in there. You see, he loved Martha and Lazarus. And he grieved over their pain. They were suffering. They were sorrowing. And why didn't he rebuke them? He had on other occasions set them straight when they were in sin. So if you tell someone that they are in sin or they're in lack of faith when they weep, then you are stepping above what our Lord did. He didn't tell Martha and Mary that they were out of fellowship with the Lord. He did tell them he was the resurrection and the life, but he didn't rebuke them. If they had been in sin, certainly he would have done so, but he didn't. And so the Christian needs to be comforted. Now, there are certain ways that we are comforted. Sometimes only time, the Lord, day in and day out, ministering to our hearts, strengthens us. And other times we get messages from the trail that the loved one left that lets us know where they are. Now, what do I mean by that? I'll give you this illustration. There's a dear lady whom I know who had a son who was killed in a car wreck. And as time went on, her heart was grieving so heavily for the loss of her son. And she was cleaning out his room. She'd find little notes that he had left where he had led someone to the Lord, little notes that he had left where he was talking of how good the Lord was to him and how wonderful it is to be saved. Those notes brought comfort to her heart, and over time she was able to use that loss to minister unto the needs of others. And then there are ways that the Lord comforts a heart by simply letting us know that He made the choice. He made the choice to take them. But don't refuse the comfort the Lord gives. You know, I'm sure that practically everybody that is listening has met someone who refused to be comforted. They've experienced the loss and they don't want to get better. They don't want to get over the loss of that loved one. And there's no need to feel guilty because the Lord is the one who did that. When you say that when you will dwell in guilt and defeat, you are saying that to the Lord, it was my choice to do this and I did it. No, it's the Lord who gives life and the Lord who takes. The Lord gives and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And please remember, you're listening to someone who has suffered greatly, who's lost loved ones, who've died, whose loved ones were indeed loved, and only the Lord gives grace. Only the Lord gives comfort. Only the Lord holds up us during those hours. Don't refuse the comfort the Lord gives. Now, if you don't accept the comfort and the grace that God gives, you make this to be a time when people will stop wanting to be around you. It's not that they don't like you, but they just stop coming around because they feel so powerless. You're refusing any grace that God gives to help you through the trial. You don't want that. And the devil will take that and turn that into an idol. He'll turn your suffering and your pain into an idol. Did you not know that? Are you there yet? I hope that you're not. I hope that this message will help you. You see, we suffer losses. We incur losses in this life. That's what it is about. This is not our home. This is not the eternal dwelling place. This body is going to be changed. And the Lord will change some of us through the rapture. And others of us, most of us, will go through the valley of the shadow of death into the presence of the Lord. And we'll die. And we'll be with the Lord. And that's when we get into the place to where change doesn't occur anymore. But do accept the comfort the Lord gives, and don't make your suffering your idol, your place of pride, your badge that everybody knows you by. I knew of a dear woman. She's now with the Lord, but she had a son, an only son, and he died. And she just could never, you go around her and 2 minutes after you're visiting in her home, she is weeping profusely. And this had been many years, 7, 8 years. It was a very painful thing for her. She's now with the Lord, and her son had made a profession of faith and is with the Lord too. But accept the comfort that God gives and go ahead and live now. He's left you here for a reason. Our Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings upon today's message. This, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.